This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
And this is Robert Griswold back with our second guest, Brock Hollett, if I hope I pronounced that correctly. One of the things I want to tell about him is I have been over the years experiencing more and more people that are starting to adhere to a doctrine called preterism, either post or partial preterism. Basically, the doctrine states that Jesus came back in 70 AD. It is sweeping the church right now like wildfire. I think robbing a lot of people of the blessed hope, the hope that we have that Christ is going to come back and set up a physical millennial kingdom on this earth where peace and justice will be the rule of the day, where war will not be learned anymore. And as Isaiah says, the lion will lay down with the lamb. It seems like creation will start to reach normalcy again. What Adam lost in the Garden of Eden, we will regain in the millennial kingdom. Doctor, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
What do you say about that statement I just made?
Yes, absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Quite
yeah,
welcome.
I believe that it's robbed the church of looking forward to that blessed hope. I think it's caused doctrinal disunity within the body of Christ. And it's robbed the church of a lot of other things related to that blessed hope.
You know, I was reading on Amazon, and first of all, I want to say this. I read your book, Debunking Preterism, and I have to admit, in one volume, I found more information that would help somebody that has been approached by a preterist to refute that, what I would consider close to false doctrine. I do know that there are brothers that do hold to that, but I do consider it right on the edge of biblical orthodoxy, if you could put it that way, very close to biblical and orthodoxy. But anyhow, on Amazon, you can get the book Debunking Preterism, how over-realized eschatology misses the not yet of the Bible. And from what I understand, you started out in your Master of Divinity at Midwestern Baptist Theological Seminary as a preterist. Is that correct?
By the time I graduated seminary, I was definitely a preterist at that point, yes.
And why don't you explain the evolution of how what transpired to put you into the position you are today?
Well, I think, first of all, you know, the wallpaper of Christianity, at least at that time, less so today, is dispensational premillennialism. And I just, you know, although I had a cursory understanding of that particular eschatology or that particular viewpoint of the last days, I really didn't have a solid grounding in what premillennialism was. I certainly wasn't familiar with historic premillennialism. And I really wasn't well grounded in eschatology. So I started in seminary and I learned a little bit of eschatology here and there. But what really tripped me up was when I got to these, what's called the time statements of the New Testament. And these are statements where Jesus and his apostles would say things like, the coming of the Son of Man will happen soon, near, at hand, and language similar to this. And so in my mind at that point, I thought, well, gosh, you know, maybe we missed something. Maybe something happened in the contemporary time period or the setting of Jesus and his apostles that constituted the coming of the Son of Man. And as I began to read and was looking at, you know, into this, I found this view called preterism, which says, yes, there was soon, near, and at hand had to mean, according to preterists, that event, the coming of Jesus and those related events, happened in the first century. And so that really got me started in kind of going down that dark road, and it really led to some other places over time.
You know, I do notice in the scripture that two things. In 1 John 3:3, it says, he that has this hope in him, meaning the hope of the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, will purify himself even as he is pure. And just as I'm 62 years old now, and I've been a Christian since I was 15 years old, and what I have noticed is as people lose this hope of the coming of the Lord, they allow other things to come in that replace this blessed hope. Materialism, hedonism, all kinds of things. And I think of that scripture that says that when we think that our master is not returning for a while, we start to basically party. And I think as we look at the church today in America, would you agree that we are seeing the outcome of a church that no longer has this hope of our returning Lord Jesus Christ, and that and giving an account to him, and that somehow we are in a millennial kingdom right now that, depending on what part of preterism you believe in, will be going on for a long time or forever?
Yes, I mean, I believe that the judgment of the great day is coming, and I think that this is a big theological reason that the apostles give us and Jesus gives us for why we ought to walk in the ways of the Lord. And so if we take that and we push any part of that or any of these passages that deal with that and we push it into the first century, we risk losing that reason for godliness and godly living. And absolutely, I think it had an impact, it has an impact on preterists that is negative. And certainly I can speak from my own case. It did with me. And I think that, although I don't talk about this a whole lot, the spiritual component of where I was with preterism, I absolutely believe that when we approach the Word of God, and if we don't approach the Word of God with fear and trembling and with a deep sense of humility and a brokenness and a receptiveness and a teachability, what we do is we set ourselves up for a head knowledge where that doesn't translate to the heart. And what happens is we stumble over the pearls of Scripture instead of receiving that engrafted word that is able to change our lives and make us godly men and women. Instead, we trip over the very jewels that God has put in the Scriptures for only His children to see.
Yeah, and I couldn't agree with you more of that. I just know so many times in my walk with the Lord that as life's difficulties have come, the realization that I have a sometime returning Savior that will make sense of the misery of this world. I mean, according to the partial preterists, this is somehow in the millennial kingdom that the church is reigning, and yet we see all this suffering and death and horror going on. And I just could not understand, for me, why, if this is the millennial, this is the best, what am I doing serving this God that claims this is the millennium? I as I read the Scripture and I have that hope in me that I know that this broken planet has a date with destiny, that there will come a time that the Son of God is going to split the heavens wide open, and he's going to defeat these powers of darkness, both spiritual and human, that have sought to bring such misery to this planet. To me, that is just such a reassuring thought and knowledge that my Lord is going to do that. Let's go back. So you were this partial preterist going on, and it was creating problems in your life. What happened that turned you around? I know there was a book involved. You were writing on partial preterism, and then all of a sudden it was like you hit a brick wall.
There is, and part of it, I think, is as I was studying preterism, what I realized is that in order to have a consistent interpretive grid or a consistent hermeneutic, in other words, when I come to a passage and I interpret it a certain way, that has implications for how I ought to interpret other passages. And in order to be consistent with my preterism, what I found is that I became more and more of, for lack of a better term, a hyper-preterist, or a preterist who believes that not only the coming of the Son of Man in a spiritual sense happened in the first century, but that his actual physical or actual literal return and the coming of the kingdom in its culmination happened in the first century. And as such, you have to see the day of the Lord is happening in the past, which Paul warns against that viewpoint very, very strongly. Or you have to see the resurrection of the dead, or at least the righteous dead, is happening in the first century. And that is the Hymenaean heresy that Paul also warned us against. And these are clearly heterodox teachings. So I found myself stumbling into that more and more, although I resisted it greatly, believing in the creeds and believing in the historic position of the church. But reluctantly and eventually, I found myself following that path because of my underpinnings in partial preterism. And it was just not an option for me to be inconsistent with the Scriptures and to divide them in artificial ways in order to hold to my partial preterism on the one hand and not defy the creeds on the other. And so I wasn't willing to do that. So that consistency brought me into a full preterist position, and eventually I had written a booklet and on preterism, defending the position, and I had brought home my first box of those books from the publisher, and it was the Lord speaking to my heart that you need to look at the resurrection of the dead. And so literally the day before I was going to send out these booklets to many people, I looked at the resurrection of the dead again, looking from Genesis to Revelation, all the passages on the resurrection. And it was like the Lord lifting a veil from my eyes and saying, wow, you're in a great deception. And when that happened, I repented, and I went before the people that I was ministering to, and I said, look, guys, I've been mistaken on this thing. And, of course, I destroyed those booklets, and the Lord has has shown me where I went wrong with those things, not just on the consistent preterist side, but he's also helped me unwind and see once again that really futurism is what the church is taught and what the scriptures themselves reveal.
You know, I wonder, you know, because you said about the resurrection of the dead, and if the resurrection of the dead has already passed, which Paul spoke of, what about all the other people that died, that have died since the resurrection of the dead? How does a preterist deal with that?
Right, and so I devote, some of my book to the position of full preterism. I have a whole chapter on it, and then, of course, several of the arguments against partial preterism in the book also have a bearing on full preterism. But in that chapter, I basically lay out this problem of, okay, if everything has passed, if all the great eschatological events of the future have already happened, namely the resurrection of the dead, glorious return of Jesus, the judgment of the great day, and the coming of the kingdom. If all that happened somehow in the first century, where does that leave us? It not only takes away the hope that we mentioned before, but it essentially says, if we have any hope in the future of eternal life, of rewards, of living with Jesus after we die, any of that, then it's all based on implications. None of it is based on solid theology. It has to be completely inferred, and inferred based on really nothing other than our own desires. And that is really concerning to me.
So when the scripture says basically when they saw Jesus caught up into heaven, and he says he'll come in the same manner, the scripture says, especially the descriptive words in Revelation about coming on a white horse, every eye will see him. How does the preterist get around that?
Yeah, so essentially what they say is that this isn't referring to the physical eye. This isn't referring to an optical visualization of the returning Lord. They essentially skirt that by saying, look, and this is the way they look at it, but they say that that this is about a realization and not an actual visualization.
Yeah, we're coming up on a break. Doctor, we'll be back, and I want to continue that thought. Anyhow, I've got Dr. Hallett, Debunking Preterism. We'll be back after the break.
New Manna, the true pioneer of healthy, storable foods and preparedness products, has gone and done it again. New Manna is now the first food storage company in the country to offer organic powdered milk free of hormones. Our goal is to change the way you look at storable food. New Manna is GMO-free, contains no high fructose corn syrup, aspartame, or artificial ingredients. New Manna's great tasting and easy to fix meals are perfect for emergencies or a quick dinner for your family this weekend. We also offer the revolutionary Defender Pack, which combines organic superfoods with the GMO-free meals our customers rave about. Go to newmanna.com or call 888-597-0775 today to learn more. That's 888-597-0775. New Manna, food storage you'll love to eat.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value, made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others.
good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's Gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Some of the best sounds you'll ever hear are generic, safe, effective, even money-saving, just like FDA-approved generic drugs. Even if they don't come in the exact same color or shape as their brand name equivalent, they have the same key ingredients and go through a rigorous review process. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist today and visit fda.gov/generic drugs. Generics are safe, effective, and can save you money. You'll like the sound of that.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
And this is Robert Griswold, Ready Made Resources, back with Dr. Brock Hollett. His book, Debunking Preterism. And as a concerned Christian, I have friends that are partial preterists, and I've noticed the damage I think it is doing to the church. Before the break, Doctor, we were talking about the return of Jesus and how they spiritualized the return of Jesus in 70 AD. And yet, when Jesus left this planet at his resurrection, it was a visible ascension, and he said that his return would be just like his visible ascension. Don't want to spend too much time on this, but how do they get around that?
Yes, so they would look at, you know, every eye seeing Jesus in Matthew 24:30 and in Revelation 1:7. They would see this as a metaphor for comprehension or insight. And so they teach that this doesn't refer to him, people actually seeing the glorified Jesus. Of course, we know that, that Jesus is quoting here Zechariah 12, where he, where it ultimately is a prophecy about the nation of Israel seeing, the crucified and risen Lord, the pierced Lord at his return, where they would see, that they would have not only a recognition of who he is, but that they would be there with Christ. And we know when John quotes this same passage in John 19:37, and it's again echoed in John 20, it's always when people are visualizing the pierced body of Jesus, either on the cross or after his resurrection. In every occurrence, it's people looking at the flesh and bone body of Jesus.
Yes, and again, I'm so glad you mentioned that, because that is the hope that we can adhere to as we see this world and thousands of years of it, and it seems like it gets worse as we approach this time of his second advent. The scripture warns us that it'll be like a time unlike anything else. We actually have to have this hope in us, because it will be the sustaining bedrock of our faith, knowing that Christ is going to return. And man set up his millennial kingdom. You know, one of the things, the first preterist I met, I just call him R, his name starts R, he beat me over the head over and over again with these time statements that you mentioned. You know, Jesus is coming quickly. His coming is soon. It's at the door. Would you care to explain that? Because I think your book does such a good job of dealing with this issue.
Sure. So essentially, when you read the Old Testament, the prophets spoke of a day that was coming that they called the Day of the Lord. And this day was a future day that they often described as sort of the backdrop for what was going on in their historical circumstances, whether it was an invading army coming in or it was a threatening judgment that was coming upon the people. And they would use language, this consistent language about the Day of the Lord. And it provides a framework or a patchwork of things that are coming on the day of Christ Jesus. Now, when the prophets spoke of this, they described it, this Day of the Lord is coming soon, near, and at hand. The very language that Jesus and the apostles used with reference to the return of Jesus Christ, which is not surprising because we also see in the Old Testament prophets that the Day of the Lord is the day when the glory of the Lord will return to the nation of Israel and to this world, and also a day where Messiah would come and reveal the glory of God. And so we see in that Jesus, who has been raised from the dead, who is coming back, and he's coming soon, near, and at hand. Now, the difference that we would have with the preterist is the preterist would say, well, wait a minute, if this is near, soon, and at hand in the first century, then, you know, it must have happened at their time, in their time period, to that contemporary generation. Peter addressed this in one of his epistles where he talked about how we reckon the nearness of his promise to return soon. Because the church, you know, at some point started asking the question, well, what does that mean? And there was, of course, debate. But Peter says that those who know the Lord, you know, are patiently waiting for that day. But it's not that his coming is slow. It's just slow as some count slowness, as they reckon slowness. In other words, they don't have the patience of God in mind. They don't understand that God's, coming soon is different than mere human thinking on that issue.
Can you give us a couple? I don't know if you have it in front of you a couple of the actual scriptural references from the Old Testament that actually use that type of verbiage. Do you have those in front of you by chance?
And I can pull these up here in just a second. But yeah, essentially we see all over the scriptures. Zephaniah, we see it in Haggai, we see it in Isaiah, several places in the scripture. And I'll try to find the exact references here in just a second. But all over the Old Testament, we see his coming is near, soon, and at hand. For example. Let me just open up one here. Okay, so for example, in Isaiah 13:6, for the day of the Lord is near. Isaiah 13:22, Ezekiel 30 verse 3, Joel chapter 1, chapter 2, and chapter 3.
Hey, Doctor, we've got another break coming up. I want to pick those up after the break. But anyhow, we'll be back in just a minute.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News.
Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh is facing his second day of questioning today before the Senate Judiciary Committee Things did get a bit testy as Senator Cory Booker released classified information and called out Senator John Cornyn by name. Senator Cornyn then responded to Booker.
Running for president is no excuse for violating the rules of the Senate or of the confidentiality of the documents that we are privy to. This is no different from the senator deciding to release classified information that is deemed classified by the executive branch because you happen to disagree with the classification decision.
Hollywood actor and director Burt Reynolds died today at the age of 82 years old. Reynolds suffered an apparent heart attack, and President Trump is en route to a Make America Great Again rally, this one being held tonight in Billings, Montana. You can always check us out online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
We work hard at being healthier. And what we really need is better quality sleep. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts your comfort and support on both sides. This is not a bed. It's proven quality sleep. It's the biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed, plus special financing only for a limited time. To find your local Sleep Number store, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Yes, this is Bob Griswold with Dr. Brock Hollett talking about the book Debunking Preterism. As we've been mentioning, this doctrine, and I've considered a close to false doctrine, teaching that Jesus came back in 70 A.D. and that we are in the millennium now, celebrating, you know, all the benefits and blessings of the millennium, which to me is very discouraging for the Christian person, and it robs us of our great blessed hope. Before the break, we were talking about something that the preterist is very fond of using, and that's the verbiage in the New Testament, how Jesus is coming soon, near, and is at hand. And over and over again, I had a preterist pretty much beat me over the head with these types of words, and without the understanding that these types of words have been used in both the Old and the Old Testament, and in the Old Testament, sometimes the fulfillment of these
words, we're hundreds of years in the future. Doctor, do you want to go and continue with that?
Yeah, that's correct. So, I mean, you know, for example, in Isaiah 13 and Habakkuk 2, it speaks about the judgment that would come upon Babylon, and it uses this language of near and at hand and so forth. And in one of the passages, you know, this wasn't fulfilled until for decades later, and in the other centuries later. So we're talking about a relatively, at least in the human sense of the term, distant event that was on the horizon, but yet Isaiah and Habakkuk talked about the day of the Lord as being near, soon, and at hand. I would actually see the day of the Lord as referring to the day of Christ Jesus at the time of the end in our future when Jesus comes back in glory, and the prophets utilizing that as the backdrop for localized judgments and things that are coming in their day that in some sense point us to, in a typological and in a partial sense, the ultimate fulfillment which we'll see in the day of Christ Jesus. So they actually give us a framework where we can go back and look at all these prophecies, and we see the same elements over and over and over being spoken of in against the backdrop of the day of the Lord. And we know from the New Testament, of course, that all those things will come together and happen when Jesus returns.
Just in a sideways note, do you think, it's dangerous, and we don't listen to people that give dates. Do you think we are rapidly approaching this time that the prophets spoke about when we will see Christ return?
You know, I absolutely do, for a variety of reasons. I mean, you know, Jesus made it very clear that although we don't know the exact day, the exact hour of his return, we do see the signs, and we should be able to discern the signs of the times, what the weather is like outside. So I think when we see things prophetically, like that are necessary for the fulfillment of prophecies, for example, having Israel, the Jewish state, back in the land. This is necessary for the establishment of the temple, which will ultimately lead to the coming of Antichrist, the man of lawlessness, which will give rise then to the return of Jesus to break his power, for example. I mean, there are things like that we do see. We also see an intensity both of wickedness throughout the world, but also in a falling away that seems to already be threatening the church, certainly in the West. And so these kind of things and an increase of persecution that we know will come to a climax during this tribulation period that will be unprecedented, which will give a seeming apparent victory of evil over the church. These are the things that that we're already seeing, and it's progressing. And I think there's things ought to get our attention. Yeah, and you know, even the alignments, the political alignments that would have been unthinkable a decade ago in the Middle East, we're seeing line up exactly like prophecies like Daniel 11 and Ezekiel and things that would just have been unheard of in the not too distant past.
Totally agree with you. I mean, just the breakdown of marriage and what is permissible on a moral level today, even as a child, I would never have even in any way thought I would see the things that we are seeing today, and all of it was warned ahead of time. And Jesus, it's so important, this thing, to have a proper understanding of his coming, because he warned us ahead of time. And if we do not have an understanding of his coming, when these things happen, the Bible talks about a great deception, a great falling away. Well, because the coming of the Lord isn't being taught largely in the church, we do see a lot of Christians losing their faith. What, in the last decade, the Baptists have lost 1 million people? It's staggering when we see these things happen, and yet we were told ahead of time that they would happen. And so I'm glad you addressed that because it was something that was used to beat me over the head more than once. I think you put it, let me get your verbiage here off your book, the already and not yet principle of eschatology. Do you care to explain that just a bit?
Yeah, sure. So I believe that Jesus and the New Testament writers, Jesus and his apostles, they did not throw out the eschatology of the Old Testament. They did not throw out the prophetic timeline or the expectation of events that
the prophets had in the Old Testament. They did reveal more. They did qualify certain things. They did explain certain things. And as New Covenant believers, of course, we see things that they only long to see. And since Pentecost, there is a fuller revelation. But that being said, you know, the things that are supposed to happen at the time of the end, the resurrection of the dead. You know, Paul says we are raised with Christ already. Now, that's not to deny the bodily individual resurrection of the dead. Rather, it reinforces it by saying, in some sense, we are already raised. You know, in a spiritual sense, we have already received something of the nature that is of what is to come. You know, the church is an organ, is a divine organism, if you will, of eschatological events. For example, the judgment of this world that's coming on the judgment of the last day is already breaking in. You know, God is already justifying us, forgiving us of our sins. And that's not just true of the New Testament church, but it's been true since the beginning. But it's being realized among God's people. In other words, those not yet events, those things that we're looking forward to, are in some sense already happening. One of the big ones is the coming of Messiah that's supposed to happen at the time of the end. It has already happened. Jesus has already come. This idea of a twofold advent of the Messiah with a mysterious inner advent period that we call the New Covenant church age, if you will, for lack of a better term, that's something that was hidden in plain sight in the Old Testament, but not revealed until the time of the apostles. And so these kind of mysterious inbreaking of the final things into the present are the phenomenon that the New Testament scholars call the already and not yet phenomenon.
That is an excellent, excellent description of it. One last thing I'd like to talk about, one of the last things I'd like to talk about, and that's what previous use quite often, is the phrase that there are some of those that are standing here will not taste death until they see the manifestation of the kingdom of God. Do you care to go into and explain that?
Sure. So I would look at that as being one of these texts that we see where we see the already and not yet principle at work. This is Matthew 16 verses 27 and 28. In the 28th verse, he clearly is talking about his return, and we know this because he says that he describes the coming of the Son of Man, and he describes it in terms of final judgment. He says he will reward each person according to his deeds. He's coming with the holy angels. I mean, this is language that cannot sort of be, you know, a mere AD 70, first century kind of thing. We're talking about the judgment of Revelation 20. The same language actually is used there of the Great White Throne judgment. We're talking about a judgment day that's in the future. And Jesus says in verse 27, there are some standing here who will not taste death before they see it. So that is telling us that the judgment that is coming is in some sense will already be apprehended by the saints. In other words, there is something of a spiritual quality that was going to break in, and we see that. We see the coming of the kingdom in the resurrection of the Messiah, Jesus. We see that in the power of the coming age that we are already tasting, that broke in after he was ascended to heaven. We see the gifts have been given that are first fruits of the eschaton, something that is coming in a greater fullness, is already here with us. So Jesus is, and of course the conversion of the Gentiles, that all the nations would have a witness before the end would come. All of those events, and perhaps not one in particular, but all of them together, I think, are us seeing the age to come in an already fashion.
Yeah, and I think even Dr. R.C. Sproul, which I greatly admire the man. I mean, a lot of his teaching I do like, and I know he's just recently gone home to be with the Lord. Even he does not believe the scripture that they in that manner that they try to portray it as, if I'm correct. I've actually listened to him, and he doesn't.
Yeah, that's right. He was a partial preterist, I believe, till the end of his life. And of course, I believe that he knows the truth now.
Yes.
But I think in his lifetime, you know, he was honest enough to admit, and I think this is a lesson for all of us. The great Dr. Sproul was humble enough to admit when he didn't know something, and when he didn't know something, he would say why, and he would be transparent about it. It's important for us to be able to say I don't know, and to be teachable.
Well, we have one segment left after we get back from the break, and I'd like to talk about your book a little bit more, how to get it, and just some wrap-up issues. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
And this is Robert Griswold with Dr. Brock Collette, the writer of Debunking Preterism, and for the last 10 minutes of the program. You know, as I've, Doctor, as we've been talking, I'm thinking of that scripture in Luke 24:32 when the disciples were on the road, to Emmaus, and they were, Jesus came beside them and started expounding the scriptures, and it says, "Did not our hearts burn within us as he talked to us?" And I have to admit that as a person who loves Jesus Christ, when I talk of this and think of the glory that is coming for the believer in Jesus, my heart burns within me. I mean, it just, it's the hope, the unrealized hope. I have the Holy Spirit.
I have the promises. I have the inheritance. There's been a New Testament given to me. The Bible says, to him that overcomes, I will grant to sit with me in my throne as I have overcome and have sat with my Father in his throne. That is almost incomprehensible to think of that scripture, that I will sit in the throne of Jesus as he sits in the throne of God. Those are the great and precious promises that are given to us. And as we see this world decay all around us, we have this burning in our hearts that Jesus is coming again, that he is going to transform this world that lies under the power of the wicked one. We see the evil. I you don't know me, but I did 15 years of covert operations overseas, and I've seen things that no man should ever have to see. I know that it makes sense knowing that my Savior is coming again. And I just want to convey to everyone out there, you might be in that desperate part right now in your life. You might have great issues in your life, but there is a God who loves you, and there's a God who cares about you, and that if you turn your life over to him, he gives you these great and precious promises. And one of them, and the greatest of them all, is that this world is not going to continue in this fashion, that he will. There is a day written in the Father's book when he comes again, and he sets up his kingdom, and wickedness and evil are abolished forever. In fact, there's a new heaven and new earth that will be created. I just wanted to say that, Doctor, to give hope to anyone listening. And the last thing I'd like to talk about concerning this is, as I have read the Anti-Nicene Fathers, the Fathers before the Council of Nicene, Polycarp, Justin Martyr, Tertullian, like some of these names, Irenaeus, Ignatius, it seems like all of the early church fathers were futurists. And yes. Did they miss the coming of the Lord?
Not a single one of them, to my knowledge, not anywhere, sees the coming of the Son of Man. It quotes any of the, or alludes to any of those passages and places it in the first century. Not one. Even those which are few and far between, who saw many of the events in the Olivet Discourse as referring to some of the events in the first century leading up, during the first Jewish-Roman War and the destruction of the Temple and so forth, even those that were real strong on that position, they didn't place the coming of the Son of Man in the first century. They saw it as decisively speaking of the future return of Jesus, our blessed hope that you just mentioned, that gives us so much peace in this present darkness.
Yeah, and so, again, as we look at it, we have, it seems like the history of the early church, it wasn't until the church became politicized at the advent of Constantine that, from what I understand, preterism, the actual modern doctrine of preterism, didn't come into around the 1500s. But all of the early church fathers were futurists. You can read their writings where they spoke about the coming of the man of sin, the coming of the rebuilding of the temple, all of this. I know the preterist has to have the 70 AD date for the writing of the book of Revelation, because obviously it couldn't be written in 95 AD after the destruction of the Jerusalem and the return of Jesus Christ. And yet, I think it's Irenaeus, he, in one of his writings, actually places the time period of the writing of the book of Revelation in the later part of the first century. With that said, and so we recap, that you've covered the time period of when they use this thing about that the Lord is coming soon. There'll be some of those that do not see death until the coming of the Lord, the witness of the early church, and then just the verbiage of the scripture itself, so much of the grandeur of what we see in the writings of prophecy of a new heaven, a new earth, the lion laying down with the lamb. There won't be sin in my holy nation anymore. That all of these things we see are great and precious promises given to us. You know, that is our blessed hope. That is the hope we have as Christians. And so what I want to give you, we have a few minutes left here, is, you know, I've read this book and it just blessed me. And that's why, I've handed out quite a few copies of it. We'll be handing out quite a few copies of it. How do they get in touch with you or your book? What's the best way to get a copy of your book?
So if a person just wants to get one copy, probably the best way to go about it, or a few copies, would be to go onto Amazon, just Amazon.com, look up Debunking Preterism. My book will be the first to pop up, and you can purchase the books there. If a person's interested in buying them in bulk, then you can always find my Facebook page, which is under Debunking Preterism. You can find that, and you can contact me. I know another dealer that actually sells the book for a discounted rate if they're bought in bulk. But I would definitely recommend that you pick up the book. It's it was a blessing to me as the Lord unfolded what to write in this book in a very short amount of time. But it is a comprehensive book. I believe it addresses nearly all the issues that can come up with preterism. And that I hope it would be a blessing to all of your audience, as it was to you. That means a lot to me.
Do you do any speaking if a church wants to have you come to their church? Do you do any speaking in that manner?
That would be something I would entertain. I would certainly consider that. Again, I'm on Facebook. They can reach out to me that way, or perhaps through your program.
Yes, I think that's very good. Again, you would text me. You can download and re-listen to this program anytime you want off the Power Hour Nation. Doctor, it has been really good to have you here today. As I said, talking about the coming of the Lord and realizing what that means, not only for myself, my family, and all those in the faith that have gone before us. It's a great promise we have. It's this hope we have that it does. And I would encourage people to go back to the scripture and get this book, read it. Let this burn in your heart that Jesus is coming again, that it is going to be visible. It is going to be, physical. And then when he comes, he will set up his kingdom. Doctor, it has been so good to have you here today. And again, you can contact him on Facebook if you need. Thank you so much for being with me.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
God bless.
Have a hold of you? Theparamol.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature. Unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure, but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at theparamol.com today.
Other gold companies are in the business to sell. USGoldCoins.com is in the business to educate. Educate yourself by signing up to receive a free information packet on how to invest in today's economy safely while protecting your wealth. Call 1-800-HOT-COIN. That's 1-800-HOT-COIN. Protect your future and get sound advice at USGoldCoins.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.